Sich in der Schmerz habe ich mir, ja, für mich so Pilches, es ist in der Schmerz, der Bela Schäne, was ich schon fahre. Okay, continuing in Yari Chanukah. So, Be'ez Hashem, today and Monday we'll do Chanukah, and we'll go back. Sunday, we have off for Chanukah break on Sunday, but we'll have Shir, Be'ez Hashem, today and Monday, we'll have Chumash. So, okay. So, there, we know there's a halacha of plag mincha, which is an hour and a quarter before what? That's the question. So plag mincha is a talk that the post can bring down that whenever you need to do something at night, but it's only midrabbanon, then plag mincha is considered like night. And Rabbi Willis likes to quote the Meiri that Srach Laila, he uses a lashon. Like it's now the question is like this: if you hold like the Vilna Gaon, so then Plag Mincha is an hour and a quarter before Shkia. But if you hold Plag Mincha is like Rabbeinu Tam, then Plag Mincha, say, any, let's just for argument's sake, we're not going to get into the details of what exactly Rabbi Tam is. We did a couple years ago. But if you hold like Rabbi Tam, 72 minutes, right? So then an hour and a quarter, would be 75 minutes. So that means Plag Mincha will be 3 minutes before Shkia. Right?
The 75 minutes is 10 steps. 75 minutes is like a shot of time.
Yeah, okay, so we're not, again, we're not getting into all the details of how, what say, a kovan really is according to Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe it's more than 72, maybe it's less than 72. That's a record. But let's just take the regular sheet of 72. So if you hold, according to the Vilna Gaon, Shkia, the sunset, and an hour and a quarter before that would be Plag Mincha. If you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, that, so then it's going to be an hour and a quarter before Tzeis. And if you hold Tzeis is 72 minutes after Shkia, so this will be an hour and a quarter of 60 is going to be what? Is it going to be what? 70, 75. So that means that Plag Mincha is going to be like 3 minutes before Shkia. And if you, so therefore, if you do anything before 3 minutes before Shkia, it's not even Plag Mincha yet. You know, so like people who daven early Shabbos in the summer, so they do plag mincha. So they're claiming that they're grow people. But it's not so simple because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't really paskel like the grow. Shulchan Aruch paskels like the Beinu Tam. So then it will come out that if you daven Mariv before 3 minutes before Shkia, which obviously they're doing, then that would be davening Mariv before Plag Mincha, according to Rabbeinu Tam's Plag Mincha, and then that would mean you weren't really yotzei. Again, so but if you're a groy, you claim you're a gronik, so then that's it. But and the same thing is applicable for lighting candles Friday night. Because really, lighting candles Friday night, you have to light after Plag Mincha. You have to light the candles Friday night after Plag Mincha. So in America, we have this thing that women light candles 18 minutes before the Shkia. So that's after Plag Mincha of the Grah. But after Plag Mincha the Rabbeinu Tam, it's before Plag Mincha the Rabbeinu Tam. Now, in America, you see, they did this thing in America. See, if we go back to Hungary, maybe everything would be different. But You see, in America, they said, we're going to keep, if you want to keep Rebbe Natan, gezunt de heid, but not on Friday. Because if you keep Rebbe Natan on Friday, that means you could do malacha after Shkia. So they didn't want people to do that. So Rabbanim had a meeting, what is it, Tafshin Yudal, and we looked up when that meeting was. Maybe Tafshin Yudal or something, that meeting. I wasn't there at that meeting. But there was that meeting. And they decided no late Shabbos, meaning you can't do malacha after Shkia. Even if you're a Rabbi Tamdik, and if you're a Rabbi Tamdik, you have every right to do it after Shkia because you're holding that everything's later. You're holding that the fifth round first. So technically speaking, the Rabbi Tamdiks really should be lighting Shabbos candles after 3 minutes before. But you're going to get a heart attack because, you know, if you're going to try to do so close to Shkia, you know, you're going to, you know, you might be doing it after Shkia eventually. What? Who was the meeting? I don't know. Poppers wasn't at the meeting either. But we had a thing, you know, I don't know, Sapa Rebbe and others. It's in a packet. How many years ago was that, Poppers? Like 3 years? No. What we learned. Yeah. 3 years ago. Yeah, I'm all the shiur on the line. So you got to say something. Either you have to say that, you know, that maybe you could light candles before Plav Mincha. But we don't like to say that. So, but we're not telling people to therefore light the candles after Rabbi Tam's Plav Mincha either. So the question at hand is, so the same thing about Hadlakas Neres Chanukah. By Hadlakas Neres Chanukah, so like Rav Tzinner once said, or Moshe Feinstein told him he could rely upon Mincha, so if he had to go someplace. So the question is, what Plag Mincha is referring to? We say, you know, the first Tosis in Shas, you know, the first Tosis in Shas says that you can say Kriya Shema from Plag Mincha onward. The Rav Shechter likes to point out the Shagas Aryeh, because the Shagas Aryeh said that Rabbi Tam Shita is that Kriya Shema is only Drabana. So if Kriya Shema is only Drabana, you can rely on Plag Mincha as the Zman Laila for Dinim Drabana. But it could mean, it could be that's only if you do it for Rabbi Tam Lashitasa. That was a thing Rav Shechter of David Lifshitz had a discussion of this once. Right? So it's only, you know, so the question is, over here, is the idea that what was the pshat in, so that's what we rely on. We rely on, we light on Friday night after Plag Mincha. Meaning when Erev Chanukah, to a Plag Mincha. And we're assuming they're sort of the gross Plag Mincha. But the question is, if you're really assuming this, one of the Rabbanim in Brooklyn once discussed this. I forget his name, passed away. This Rav asked the question. You know, the question is, like Rav Shechter always likes to point out, that we don't, the reason why Ner Chanukah is not in the daytime is because in the daytime is Shraga Batira. In other words, what is it going to help a candle in the daytime? But this Rav asked, but if you're lighting on Friday night, so then it's the daytime. So it's Plag Mincha is still light outside. If you do Rabbi Tam's Plag Mincha, so then already it's getting darkish. But then you would have to light based on that. And then we don't want to do that, really. I mean, I think there's still some Hasidim in some communities that still quietly keep Rabbeinu Tam cooler, even though officially they're not supposed to. There might be some people out there. I don't know. I don't know.
But the summer Rebbe said, told them
not. Summer Rebbe was part of the meeting. He said not to.
Right. You say other chassidim, maybe, right?
I don't want to say any names and things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they say the Gedolei Rabbanim in Hungary used to, right? These places in Europe. They used to keep, but we would consider Chil Shabbos. They were still doing Malacha. So my sheet is, you know, you'll be making on Friday and be Machmir Motzei Shabbos. 16.1. And now I do more than 16.1 because I do 96. But 16.1 is greater than the 96 that I do 60. Like in June and July, it's like it could be 10, 15 minutes more. A Ferrari's here. A Ferrari. What? Absolutely. Where's Rav Harari? He's on the screen. Where are you? Rav Harari? Okay, he'll come. Oh, from Rav Harari. We'll be on soon. Because Rav Harari keeps absolute darkness. He keeps more than I do. So he writes here, it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Torah, Yochel Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, Miklav Mirko Lamala. Because Ner Chanukah is only Drabbanan. Same thing by Megillas Esther. It's only Drabbanan. So you could. But you have to put enough oil that it'll light a half an hour after tzeis. That's the minute of the big candles. Well, if you do oil, you have no problem. Because if you do oil, then it'll last. Right? So that's a lot of there is a sheet that I think everybody wants to point out in the Prima Godin that holds them. No, maybe this is not the sheet that we usually follow, but that holds that, no, on Erev Shabbos, this became the Zman. So, Mimele, you only need a half an hour from this Zman. In other words, we view Plag Mincha as Laila for these things. So, maybe you don't need the big candles. So, the Minhag Yisrael is to use the big, if you're not using oil, to use the big candles. But there are some poskim that held that you could use the small candles. Because this is the Zman. Plag Mincha is the Zman. Plag Mincha is like Laila for the Din of the Rabbana. So then you would only have to have a half an hour after Plag Mincha. Yeah.
That means they'd be up before you go to shul. They could be up before you go to shul.
Okay, what?
That means the candles could be out before you even go to shul, because just a half an hour. I mean, you got to plug them in. Yeah, the Hanukkah candles would be out before you even light Shabbos candles.
Okay, let's see. So he says, "Nira lani adaitu." Take a look on page 23. The Mishu Dochuk was there. Itzarich lahachmel atzmal ladeg the ikas manu sof hashkia. See, the ikas manu sof hashkia. Sof hashkia means says a chacham. So I try to light whenever I hold says a chacham is. So if I hold 96 minutes, so says a chacham is 6:06. So I don't mind trying light five, except if I had a chasana to go to last night. And then the rest of the family, except for my other son, was going to the mall. Yeah, and that was leaving
before. I lighted twice.
What?
I light it twice. I light it twice. Once.
Ferrari lights twice. After. Yeah, let me hear. What do you do?
Once 26 minutes after Shkia to get the Rambam and it's Seis according to the Gra. Ready? Like Rav Kotler. Like Aaron Kotler said to do.
Yeah.
And then after 16.1.
And after 16.1, you were lighting a second time.
Yeah, the second time. Without a
breath. Why don't you follow the Gra? But a Ferrari, you should be following the Gra and light a Shkia. What's this 25 minutes?
Well, no, because that's within a half an hour of Shkia. That's Rav Aaron Kotler's chap. Is that so if you light 26 minutes, you're getting both a half an hour after Shkia, like maybe it's Shkia Mamish, and yeah. You're also lighting after the Gra, because the Gra in the winter is like 26 minutes right, at 5.3 degrees.
So you do say Sechachav.
Yeah, you're hopping two birds with one stone.
In other words, you're saying the Rav Aaron Kotler held to light, what, 26, 25 minutes? After the Shkia.
Between 25
so
and 30.
If you hold the halachas like the Vilna Gaon, you're supposed to light at Shkia.
Right.
But if you don't light within the first half an hour, it's too late. So you light at 25, you're still the first half an hour. But then the Shulchan Aruch says you should light at Seis. So according to so it could be the Vilna Gaon is Seis is 25. So Ramela, you got both right. Sheikhs in. But I have problems with that because Lamaisa, Shulchan Aruch says to light at Seis. Shulchan Aruch says to light at Seis. And the Shulchan Aruch didn't hear from anything but Seis. And then the Shulchan Aruch held like Rabbeinu Tam. And if you hold, like Rav Bleich says, the Iker of Rabbeinu Tam is 16.1 degrees. Rav Bleich once told me, if you don't keep 16.1 degrees, you're not keeping Rabbeinu Tam. So you might not be keeping Rabbeinu Tam, but keep 16.1. So that,
yeah, okay.
So,
we know that's the Shulchan Aruch.
So when I don't have to go to a wedding, so the first night I also had to go to a family gathering, a lot of family gatherings on Sunday, past Sunday. So I had to get there. So I did 15 minutes after Shkia. But then when we came home, this oil, I lit again. Okay. I don't know if it was for the mitzvah or it was just to get rid of the oil, so there was no oil left. But you every night, Rav Ferrari, you do you two hamakas?
I try. I mean,
is there any shayla of Baltosif, Rav Ferrari? Is there any shayla of Baltosif?
But to do the same mitzvah twice, Tyson says that's not Baltosif. You both show
for it. Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, Rav Ferrari says. Just like Rav Ferrari is saying, it says it touches the Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, just like you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah many times, more than the requisite amount. Okay, so Rav Ferrari says it's not a problem. I just do the first one, the 96, light after 96, unless I have a function to go to, like a family get-together or chasana. So look what he says, Rav Ferrari. He called Iker Hadlachas Mechanicu Zecha Ladeis Menorahs Hamikdash. Mikdash Hayum Mavikim Aner Shel Bein Arbayim Ba'ol Hayom Gano. Right, Rav Ferrari, they used to light the menorah in the Mikdash before Shkia to deceive Balos Aron Es Haneros Bein Arbayim Yakti Rena. Mucho Dover Zeh Begbar Pesachim. But they weren't Masake in Mahadlik Nechanicu Ba'od Yom. Kishraga Bitira Mayahani, my Mahani. In other words, the reason why they said you shouldn't light in the daytime is because what is a candle help in the daytime? Name is a person manes. Of a Mamadik, also Bashasha, and Ligo, also the base of Mikdash, they says if you light when it was lit in the base of Mikdash, Udolik, the Tochalaila, Kishir, Pshita, also Hakol Kahogan. So what is this? Is the Hesorus Truva speaking? So Ravari, when is he saying you could light? Well, when did they light the menorah? was Bein Arbayim. So it was in the afternoon. So then it was even before Shkia. So it's interesting, for the menorah, they weren't bothered that it's Shraga B'tiara. Right? But why not? Because it's still in there. But only for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, they were more machber. So he says, so he wants to say, as long as you light when they lit the Beis HaMikdash, so when is that? What does the Rambam say? Look it up. What's this man for the menorah? I'm Abaye Masada, say the Maracha, Mishpah, the Merv, Ali Bala Bashol, right? Says the Siddur. So what time? Where's the Rambam Paschal? So he says, if you do it when in Bein Arbayim, and then it lasts till half an hour into the night, that's okay. So if you say like this, then that explains very well why you can probably light even before Plag Mincha. Even though the Shulchan Aruch says Plag Mincha. But the Soros Tshuva is being, we'll make a little Shulchan Aruch. What do you think, Rav Harari? You hear what I'm saying? No, Rabosai. Isn't that what he's saying? He's saying, as long as you light what they lit in the Mikdash, so that's good. But the Maisei HaTakon of Ner Chanukah was to light when it's dark. So it'll go into night, and that'll be okay.
That's probably because of Pirsumei Nisa, no?
Right, Pirsumei Nisa. So you right. But he says, but you could light it. As long you can light, as long as it's this man of the menorah and the mikdash.
Yeah, but the menorah mikdash wasn't Pirsumei Nisa. It was just a mitzvah
right.
Tadlak on there.
I'm saying, but he said that's a chiddush. He's saying against the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Harari.
Yeah, I know.
Shulchan Aruch says you can't light before Plag Mincha.
Yeah.
Wow, I mean the Soros Tshuva is, but that makes that's you know that's good for Klal Yisrael because this way. You don't have to worry that you're not, if you're a real Rabbeinu Tamnik. I'm a Rabbeinu Tamnik, but I don't do it to a kula because you know I just.
When do your Thotmer
in the 1900s in Hungary? What can I tell you? Hashem will forgive me. I wasn't born in the 1900s in Hungary, so I'm Americanish Yid. So Americanish Yidden after Shkia, they're not going to do Malach after Shkia. So then I might be lighting the menorah too early before Plag Mincha the Rabbeinu Tam. So I'll tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Soros Tshuva has a tshuva about it. And he says, as long as when you're lit, it's this man from the menorah, Bein Arbayim is in the afternoon. If you brought the Korban Pesach, right, Bein Arbayim.
When do the Satmar light?
When does the Satmar light menorah?
Yeah, because they do. They're really Rabbeinu Tam. They just do Shkia Alts Reb Moshe's agreement. They had right.
They had agreement. They had an agreement with Reb Moshe Feinstein. We're not gonna, do after Shkia. There was a whole agreement made. Tafshin Yudalit. The proper is Tafshin Yudalit, I think. I wasn't there, but Ferrari, maybe you were there.
Nope, I wasn't there either. I was with you.
Yeah. Hey, Ferrari, what can I tell you? No. So but what do you think of this Soros Tshuva? Aaron, what do you think? He's saying against the Shulchan Aruch, right? Wow. Okay. So when you're lighting this Friday night, and you're doing it, before Plag Mincha for a bit of time, so you'll have in mind that the Soros Tshuva says you could even do it before Plag Mincha. Either you say to Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm following the Gra, or you say to Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm following the Soros Tshuva. The Soros Tshuva was the grandson of the Chassid Sofer, who was killed at age 95 in Auschwitz. I always hold it's mitzvah, Rechiyas HaMolech, to say Divrei Torah you know, like Salvechik considered the Germans, you know, Moloch. So I said, Tzikim and Mechias and Moloch to learn Torah from Tzoros Tshuva. He was killed at age 95 in Auschwitz. So I try very hard to say Torah from Tzoros Tshuva. Okay, so we still have more to do with this one, and we have another tshuva here also. So we'll leave that for Monday, Bez Hashem. Okay, so we're going to take a 2-minute break, and then we're going to say Chumash now, and Miketz, Hanukkah. So you saw this in Amuda. Oh, and Rav Goldstein is here, and Rav Joel is here. Okay, 2-minute break.